Today is Thursday, November 14th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. So, I know I talked a lot about politics yesterday. Or actually, the whole show, I think, was politics. Today, I took a break. Well, luckily there were no impeachment hearings or whatever, or at least I don't think there were. You know, today I listened to podcasts and I didn't listen to any impeachment trial or any madness like that. So I'm okay. I'm not going to have to talk about that. But you know, whatever, it is what it is. But this week, you know, this week has been kind of boring, so I don't know. I didn't really have much to talk about anyway. So yesterday, I don't remember. Now I don't remember what I had covered and what I hadn't covered. So I'll just kind of do a recap. So on Sunday, you know, I had church. Then I had, we did some Pokemon playing at some point. We watched Survivor. We had a birthday party. And then I recorded Survivors Ready, and, you know, that was it. And then Monday, there was nothing. I had work, and then I came home, and I believe, oh, yeah. Monday, it was kind of icy. And I don't know if I talked about this, but it snowed just a little bit. And I always think, well, maybe because it snowed early, or we got ice early, maybe that means that we will get snow this year. I mean, maybe we'll get like a real snow this year. And I know some of you like Kathy Bacon that live in the Great White Tundra or whatever you want to call it. You guys are used to it just constantly snowing every year, you know, a lot. Like you get inches and inches and inches. You get so much snow. And I don't know if it's global warming or what, because I used to always think of Northwest Arkansas, where I live now, as a place that would be snowy every year. You know, that every year you would get two or three at least good snows. When I was young, I feel like it snowed up here a lot. Now, I didn't live up here. I grew up in South Arkansas, and South Arkansas is more New Orleans, more Louisiana-type weather. Not quite as humid because it's not on the ocean, and, you know, it's not quite as far south, but, you know, if it snows, it's going to be maybe once. Probably not. And then you're going to have very hot summers and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But now for some reason, and the first year that I moved here to Northwest Arkansas, it snowed 24 inches in 1 day or 2 days or whatever, however long it took it. One snow was 24 inches. And when you say 24 inches, like that's, I don't know how they measure it, but like in a tube or something. But if you actually walk outside and look at it, because snow is fluffy, it was actually like, I don't know, felt like 3 feet or something, because I had to literally dig a tunnel so that my dog at the time could go pee and stuff. It was very high snow for us. I mean, I know there are some areas that get, oh, we get 36 and 48 and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Our whole door is covered by snow. We can't even get out when it snows, you know, stuff like that. But it was a lot for me. And that was it. After that year, which was like 8 years ago or 7 years ago, something like that, we've gotten very little snow. The most we've gotten is 2 or 3 inches at a time, and most of it melts right away. But I was thinking, oh, well, maybe, you know, because it's snowing and sleeting and we're only in the very beginning of November, maybe in January, February, we'll get a really good one, you know? So I don't know. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I'm not really sure. But it snowed a little, just so you could see dusting of snow on rooftops that melted like the next day. But the roads were all wet, and so I was really worried about ice. And I had a special rehearsal with the other trumpet players in the church orchestra, because we're doing a fanfare thing for one of our Christmas shows, and we're doing it on Herald trumpets. So There, and for those of you who don't know, a herald trumpet is like a really long trumpet. It's probably 3 feet long or something like that. And so we have to have it memorized because we're going to be standing at various points on the stage. So we're not even all going to be standing together. I think we're going to have two on one end of the stage and two on the other end of the stage facing each other. Excuse me. Anyway, and so so we had a rehearsal, but I was like, oh, my car doesn't handle very well in the snow. And so anyway, I wasn't sure how that was going to go because of the whole snow thing or the ice thing. But I went ahead and, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll do my, you know, I'll get there as best I can. And I was able to make it. There were a couple of little slick spots, but it wasn't too bad. If it's not, I mean, again, I'm in Arkansas. If I was from a true either northern or maybe Midwestern state, and knew what snow and ice were like, I probably would be like, oh my God, this is nothing. But I do drive a sports car, so, and it is real, real drive as far as I know, so it is, you know, very difficult. So I went to that rehearsal and that went fine, and then I didn't feel like cooking, sorry, Faye driver. So I picked up food, and then we ate and yada yada. And then Tuesday I worked again, and that night I did cook. I cooked shepherd's pie. I think I talked about that on the recording, so I won't go back into that. And then Wednesday, which is yesterday, I did have orchestra, but I'm proud of myself. I had some turkey meat that needed to be cooked. It was the last day. It was going to be good. And I came home, and even though it was late, it was like 8 o'clock, I came home and I cooked my turkey and made spaghetti. And I did use a jarred sauce, which is what I typically do. However, I added some heavy cream to make it more of a vodka sauce. I mean, now, I don't know the actual ingredients of a vodka sauce, but I would assume there's vodka in it. But I made a creamier sauce because I added a little bit of heavy cream. So it was like a pink sauce. And I added a little bit of sugar for some sweetness because the jarred sauce is kind of acidic. And like I've said before, Mark prefers a sweeter sauce. So I did that and we ate, and that was all good. And then today I've just, you know, again, it's just been work. More graphs and charts at work. But I finally got the report out to my manager, so now I can move on to another task. And but I had to skip lunch because we had a production issue. And because I skipped lunch, I was like, ugh. About 3:50 this afternoon, I was like, you know what? I skipped lunch. I'm going to go home. So I came home. It's now like 4:30 and I'm recording early because I'm going to go ahead and get that released so I can have a relaxing evening doing whatever I want. I think I'm actually going to look at the Pride 48 website. There are some things, I won't get into a lot of technical detail, but there are some things I want to do. I was thinking, what kind of features could I add to the streaming and to the website and all that, that would get users kind of more interested in using the Pride 48 services? Because a lot of the podcasts don't enjoy live streaming, or, you know, they don't do it very often, because if you don't have a huge, and I don't know, I mean, I don't want to besmirch any of our podcasts, but if you don't have, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100,000 listeners, you know, or something like that, you're not going to get a whole lot, because you may get 1% or something like that of your actual listening audience who can join a chat room at the exact time that you decide to do a live show. And so you have to have a lot of listeners to have a really big interactive chat room. And so a lot of people just don't think it's worth the time. They just want to quickly record whenever they can and not get on a live stream. So during the year, we don't get a lot of people just always using the live stream. I should record this on the live stream, actually. But I just want to quickly get it done. Maybe I'm going to do that, though. Maybe every day at 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon or something. I don't know. We'll see how that works. But it's hard because I do such a short one. I won't be able to interact with the chat room. But what I'm thinking is, what other features could I add to get people more involved in using the Pride 48 website and stuff? So I want to get to a point where people can host their podcasts on pride48.com, so they don't have to have their own website. And I've done multiple things, but I'm having a few issues. So I may spend a little bit more time tonight trying to resolve those issues so I can get that working. We'll see. I don't know. I may just lay on the couch and watch TV. I am going to cook, though. All right. For more information and episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.